Hi, this is Burton Stacks from The Staggering Truth. Today, we're going to do another segment of what I have started to call True Crime from the Pickup Line. I'm a very dedicated grandfather, and a few days a week, I pick up my grandson. So, like many of you, I'm sitting in the car rider line, and I'm recording this episode. This episode is going to discuss a few things in just a few minutes about Walking Tall, Buford Pusser, the murder of his wife in 1957, and why the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation exhumed her body last week in McNairy County. Hey, welcome back. And like I said, this is what I'm calling True Crime from the Car Rider Line. Let me give you a little background information on the Buford Pusser story. Many of you may or may not know that Buford Pusser was a sheriff in McNairy County, Tennessee in the late 60s, which inspired a movie called Walking Tall. I believe there are three segments. Pusser was elected sheriff owner about 1965. He started taking on what is called the State Line Gang, State Line Mob, in McNairy County, Tennessee, which borders northern Mississippi. At that time, there were a lot of differences in the states, like Mississippi, Tennessee, and Alabama. I'm from Tennessee. Our state line bordered Alabama. Our side of the line was wet. You could sell beer and things like that, and private clubs could sell whiskey. Step across into the Alabama side, it was dry. They could not. So there were a lot of antics at our state line and a lot of criminality. This went for Lawrence County at Iron City, probably over into Hardin County, and definitely near McNairy County. So that gives you a little look into Walking Tall. That movie is based on the events of Buford Pusser's life, which tragically include the murder of his wife in 1967, August the 12th. Okay, I am doing this freehand today because I know that I have about 9 to 11 minutes to get this in. So, Sheriff Pusser was killed in the 70s in an auto accident on Highway 64. He was leaving the fair. But the focus of this podcast is about what is referred to as August the 12th of 1967. I'm going to give you two or three versions of this, because sadly there are multiple versions of this. But on the evening or the morning of August the 12th, Sheriff Pusser reportedly received a phone call that there was a disturbance in the south part of the county. His wife, according to him, decided to go with him on this call. They reach a point called New Hope Road. At some point, gunshots ring out. Pauline Pusser is killed. Sheriff Pusser is shot in the face. Okay. He then apparently radios for help, goes a little bit down the road, and finds someone to get some help, and goes on to another store, and eventually help arrives. Okay. Now, this is an accepted thing that is in the movie Walking Tall. Now, let me preface this by saying I do not know what happened to Pauline Pusser. Very few people live that were originally there. Okay, now, let's just make this clear. Nothing in this podcast is accusing Sheriff Buford Pusser of anything. But it is looking at the facts, and my podcast name is The Staggering Truth, so we do need to look at for truth. Okay, now, another version of this event, on August the 13th, if you look at newspapers from Nashville, the general area of McNairy County, and the Commercial Appeal, you see that law enforcement believed that they were ambushed by gunmen waiting on the side of the road as they went down that road. One states that there were shell casings, I believe, found on the right side of the road, which would be the passenger side of the vehicle. Okay, that's another version. This story takes multiple turns. Later on, Presser, when he recovered, told law enforcement that a vehicle pulled out from behind the church that they were passing, passed them, fired into his vehicle, hitting his wife. He drives approximately two miles to avoid them, and he gets out of the car. The vehicle comes back by and possibly shoots her again and him in the face. Okay. The movie Walking Tall shows this scene. And because of, I think we could call it confirmation bias, it was in a movie, so this must be true. Well, the movie Walking Tall is a dramatization based on events of Pusser's life. It is, but it is highly fictional. Like, for example, Buford Pusser was known in that movie for walking tall, carrying a big stick. The fact of that is, and his family says this, that he actually used the stick one time. He was going to, I believe it was a moonshine still, and he decides he might need something because he was known for not carrying a gun. And he grabs a fence post out of the ground, and Pusser was 6'6", a big man, and known as Buford the Bear, and when he was wrestling, and he swung that stick as needed. Now, apparently, that is the only time reportedly that he ever used the stick. But movie lore has led us to believe that he was always carrying a stick. According to his family, and I've talked to him at length, that is not an accurate portrayal. Okay, well, let's flash forward. We can't fast forward 57 years, but let's come forward 57 years. Last year, I received a tip that something was going on in this case. So, approximately August the 1st of 2023, I emailed the TBI to ask questions. They emailed me back a few days ago, or a few days later, which would have been August of 22, saying that this was an open case and it had never been closed, and they were still working the investigation to seek justice for Pauline Pusser. Now, let's fast forward to last week. Get a call that they were exhuming the body of Pauline Pusser. Then they give us a statement that they have received a tip, and they also found out that there was not an autopsy done on Pauline Pusser in 1967. The court order or the court petition says that baffles them, basically, why it was not done. And the short version is they believe there could be facts or forensics gained from the exhumation of Miss Pusser, and that they would give credibility, or basically what their information was would be deemed as false. Now, who asked for the exhumation? I'm not going to tell you the name because I don't think people deserve attention, but I can tell you this: Pauline Pusser's sibling, who survives, would have to be a much elderly man. He asked for the exhumation. He signed off, and there's three attachments attached to it from him. And he says he would like to know the truth of what happened to his sister. That is filed in the petition in the courthouse, and it is attached to the petition to exhume her body. So now we're at a big standstill. We're just waiting to see what happens. Some surmise and accuse that Pusser killed his wife and faked the scene. Some believe that there's a mob kingpin in South Louisiana that has given an almost deathbed confession that he wants to get out of jail. And he's telling them what happened to Pauline Pusher. There are multiple theories. There is a theory that they have a gun that was given to the TBI by someone who has been investigating this case for years. And maybe they're trying to make forensics to see if it matches. So, there are multiple theories on this case. The fact is none of us know the truth. But maybe the forensics can give us the staggering truth. Guys, thank you for listening to True Crime from the Car Pickup Line. And we'll continue to follow this case. Have a great day.